Just 2 days left on Lisa Brady, Fox News. Congress has a Friday deadline to avoid a year-end government shutdown, and Republicans appear split on a long-term spending plan.
Top Senate Republican Mitch McConnell is endorsing an emerging bipartisan agreement on a more than $1.5 trillion government funding bill.
If a truly bipartisan full-year bill without poison pills is ready for final Senate passage by late next week, then I'll support it.
McConnell is facing pushback from several Senate Republicans and House GOP leadership who prefer a short-term spending bill extending government funding into early next year, when Republicans will control the House and have more influence on spending priorities.
Fox's Jared Halpern on Capitol Hill. While those talks continue, a one-week spending bill has been in the works to buy more time. A tribute on the Senate floor to the 20 first graders and six educators murdered 10 years ago today at their school in Newtown, Connecticut.
My mind goes back to the horrors of this day, and I think that reliving it reminds us of the need to honor those 26 lives with action.
Connecticut Democratic Senator Richard Blumenthal, as President Biden marks the day with a written statement calling it a moral obligation to do more, including banning assault weapons, many Republicans resisting any potential infringement on Second Amendment rights. A risk of more severe weather today in parts of the South after storms turned deadly, a tornado killing a mother and child in Louisiana.
Half a state away, Farmerville, Louisiana's Mayor John Crow says he's never seen anything like the damage there.
It was just bad. It happened real quick. It hit a whole apartment complex.
Multiple tornadoes were confirmed across Texas as well.
Fox's Tanya J. Powers. This as blizzard warnings continue in the Midwest. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.
A warning from Minnesota's third largest school district that difficult choices are ahead to avoid a fiscal cliff.
Minneapolis Public Schools warning of an imminent financial crisis. That according to the district's new five-year projection, with the School Board of Education blaming in part rising costs and declining enrollment as families have fled the city.
The reality is that it's unlikely that tens of thousands of children will return to Minneapolis again in the near future. We must also take steps to ensure that our district is appropriately sized for our city and population.
Minneapolis Public Schools Interim Superintendent Rochelle Cox saying the district is also relying on temporary federal COVID relief money and now asking the state legislature for more funding.
Fox's Jeff Manasso. The White House just confirming that a U.S. national has been released as part of a prisoner swap between Russia and Ukraine. This after Ukrainian officials first announced the release of a U.S. citizen as part of an exchange involving dozens of detainees. McDonald's is rolling out a new burger and shutting out the U.S. market for several items.
It's called the Carolina Barbecue Quarter Pounder, but you won't find it in North or South Carolina. Instead, for now, Canada is the only place you can get the burger McDonald's describes as a 100% Canadian quarter pounder beef patty topped with hickory smoked bacon, fried onions, Carolina barbecue sauce, and cheddar cheese. Deprived American customers also missing out on other recent launches in Canada, the Candy Cane Fudge McFlurry, and in Japan, a salted butter caramel frappe topped with a vanilla macaron, as well as one with Godiva chocolate. Lillian Wu, Fox News.
Stocks are higher ahead of the Fed's next rate hike decision due 2 hours from now. The Dow's up 202 points as oil prices rally again, getting back over 77 bucks a barrel. Elisa Brady, Fox News.
This is Jimmy Failla, inviting you to join me for Fox Across America, where we'll discuss every single one of the Democrats' dumb ideas. Just kidding. It's only a 3-hour show. Listen live at noon Eastern or get the podcast at foxacrossamerica.com.